experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Stephen Jetlin, and I'm excited to bring you fourth quarter football against the Hurley North Stars hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles as we have ourselves a game. It is 36-26, Hurley in the lead. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles just scored right before the third quarter end to bring it back to 26 to 36. They failed on the two-point conversion, so it's a two-score game still. I have a score update for the Phillips game, as Phillips is at Athens, and their score right now is 30-16, Loggers lead against the Blue Jays. All right. We have a penalty flag. I looked down quick to give the score update, and immediately something happened. Of course, that's how it always goes, right? The moment I take my eyes away, I miss something big. Okay. Don't know who the penalty was on. Face mask, it looks like. They're going to obviously accept a face mask. That's a big, big penalty. And so that will move the ball. That'll be a first down to start this fourth quarter for the North Stars. At this point for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, I mean, I'm trying to think here. It's a two-score lead. You know, North Stars, they're just showing you they're a well-coached team. They're not making a lot of mistakes, not a lot of penalties. They had interception thrown on a two-point conversion, right? So, and then on a other interception he threw ended up being pass interference. So he's only got one pick on a two-point conversion, so they've been playing disciplined football. Direct snap to the running back as he sweeps left, follows his blockers, gets pushed out of bounds, and with that, a couple yards gain, about five, second and five. And so the North Stars are just going to run the ball. Like, I'd be honest, you have a two-score lead. You were able to score. There was a pass to score on that last drive in the third quarter. But you want time bled off here. If you can kind of have your cake and eat it too here. Try to run the ball a lot efficiently. It's second and five, right? And until the Eagles prove that they can stop it, I don't know. It's kind of like, oh, will we pass? It's like, you just gotta run the ball if you're the North Stars. Eagles, you gotta stop it. All right, no receivers, high hike, quarterback, the Soltis keeps it and gets tackled. Ooh, almost fumbled, but great heads-up play by the North Stars. That was number 10. Who noticed it, Ty Hall, who's been making a couple plays today, junior, was able to jump on top of that and keep possession. That would have been a huge swing for the Eagles. That didn't happen because of good football played by the North Stars. Third and four now at the 34-yard line. The Eagles need a big stop here, and the North Stars need to keep that clock moving. 11 minutes just happened. That's all that's left in the game. The score is 36-26. North Stars in the lead and have the ball. Ball hiked. Oh, it's dropped, and it's going to be a sack as number 9, Jack Rowe, is able to get the ball back, but that's going to push the ball pretty far back into a situation where you're no longer going to really go for it. Well, we'll see. It's going to be 4th and 7 now. Ball placed at the 37. And so we'll see if they're going to play field position or if they're going to go for it. Just waiting. The coach is talking to the offense right now. I imagine they're going to punt. No, They're not. Oh, this is going to be exciting. Two wide receivers left, two right. They're looking to play. Ball is hiked high, looking for his pass, got a pass rush, goes right, and it. He breaks the tackle. He's going to get the first down, and he stays in bounds, and the clock moves. Wow! The North Stars took an absolute risk. They had number five at quarterback, Soltis, who on my score sheet is set as running back and linebacker. I don't believe for a second he was going to throw that ball, even though he got the ball and like held it like he was going to pass. He gave up on that pass very fast. And ran right, and the Eagles had a guy on him, but just couldn't make the tackle. And so, wow, that 4th-and-7 play was gutsy. And man, now we got 1st and 10 at the 20. They're in the red zone. 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in this fourth quarter. No receivers, shotgun with one running back. Just letting the time roll down. Ball hiked right to the running back as he sweeps left, cuts it back right, then cuts it back inside, up the gut, going up the field. That's going to be potentially a first down. It's at least 9.5 yards. It was a really good run. Be just short of the first down. 2nd and less than a yard to go at the basically the 10.5 yard line. All right. North Star is looking to push this into a 3-score lead territory. They got less than 11 yards to go to score. 8 minutes and 35 seconds remain in this game. No receivers. Shotgun with one running back. Ball direct snap to the running back who goes left. Waits for his block. Able to carry guys forward. It's going to push it forward for a first down. The 1st and goal at what looks to be, I am pretty far away from where they are on the field right now. It's going to be maybe the 3-yard line, it looks like.
1st and goal from the 3.
Oh, called it. 3-yard line. 8 minutes left in the game. North Stars lead 36-26, and they're trying to score yet again. All right. No receivers, one running back, shotgun. Ball hiked. He keeps it. That's going to be false start. Oh, no. That's going to be offsides. Oh, no. If it was offsides, the play would still go. So that would be what? Neutral zone infraction? Encroachment? I can't remember. They have like 4 penalty names for whoever's in the neutral zone. All right.
Half the distance
of the goal. So instead of it being 1st and goal at the 3, it'll be 1st and goal at the 1.5-yard line.
From inside the 2.
7 minutes and 30 seconds now remain on the clock. They lead by 10. North Stars with the ball. No receivers, one running back. Ball is hiked, carries it right, beats his guy, walks it in. Touchdown for the Hurley North Stars. The score is now 42-26 with 7 minutes and 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Man, that turnover for the Eagles killed them at the start of the second half. When you're playing a tight game, one play can absolutely make the difference. That's why football is so exciting. All right, they're getting ready for 2. All right, receiver right, 2 receivers left, running back, one of them, shotgun. 2-point conversion, here we go. Motion, ball hiked, handed off to the receiver, who just does a nice wide receiver sweep into the end zone. I believe that was number 22, Wyatt Hall, making a few plays today. Pushed the score to 44-26.
It is the 3-0-26.
Man, And this is Hurley is showing you exactly why they are 5-0, because every mistake you make, they capitalize on. That the Eagles have had two turnovers today, a turnover on downs in the red zone and a fumble to start a drive at half, which basically meant that the Hurley North Stars got, I mean, in essence, got the ball to start each half, right? Because you ran a play or two and then fumble it. So Hurley just felt like, hey, you know, I don't, they're just, they force mistakes. They're just making great plays. They're showing you that they're a good team. And the Eagles, man, there's 7 minutes and 13 seconds left, and the Eagles are explosive offense. So this isn't like a, oh, no, guys falling, the game's over. But you got to put some points on the board here and start completing your two-point conversions if you want to have a shot left in this game. You score here, get the two-point conversion, and the score will return back to 34-44 if it ever gets there. But one play at a time, 44-26, Eagles will get the ball back. Let's see if they can make a big play. All right. Refs blew the whistle, getting ready to kick the ball. Boom. Long kick, end over end. Corbin Phelps receives it. He carries it up the field, looking for a lane, can't find it, runs into a guy, gets tackled at about the 26-yard line. And with that, the Eagles will take over on offense with about 75 yards to go. All right. See what they got. Offense for the Eagles have been clicking today, especially their passing game. See if they got a little razzle-dazzle in them. Officially, it'll be placed at the 27-yard line. So it is first now, first and 10 at the 27. I like this approach. It's time to pass the ball. Three left, one right for wide receivers. Shotgun. Pressure is only going to be three-man rush. Absolutely blew past it. Throws the ball to a wide, not open. Oh, man, he was double-covered, and he came down with the ball. I thought he was throwing to a different receiver. And Hudson's like, no, no, no. I'm throwing it to Dalton Schmidt in double coverage. He's my guy. And Dalton comes down with the ball on a good catch. All right. With that, it's going to be a first. It's going to be an 8-yard gain, second and 2. Ball is now at the 35-yard line. Good pass, good catch. I'd say good pass, even better catch, to be honest. Dalton caught that like one arm and like bicep held it in a grip. It's kind of tough to explain. I described it accurately there, but it's tough to like imagine it. Two wide receivers left, two right, shotgun. Ball hiked. He's got time in the pocket. Looking for his guy. He's got all day looking for. He's got to throw it soon. Hudson's still dancing. Big block by his offensive lineman. Hudson at some point has to either tuck it or throw it. He throws it deep, and that's going to be, oh, my goodness, instead of a big interception to possibly steal the game, Brody Erickson drops it from the North Stars. Hudson had plenty of time and space to walk forward for a first down, and instead low balls a throw, and an easy pick was dropped. Hey, there's your gift, Eagles. See if you can't make the most of it here. If Hudson could have pushed that ball 10 more yards down the field, it might have been a touchdown, but like that's a significant throw. Like that's, it was pretty underthrown, and the intended receiver was standing still. So, all right, here we go. Three receivers left, one right. Ball hike. Offense is giving him a pocket. Now he's going to run a right. Looking for his guy. Throws it deep. It's going to be intercepted. It's not. The safety is kind of, I don't know what happened there. They didn't bump into each other, but like the ball went by one and then bounced off the helmet of the other. Jack Rowe and number 22, Wyatt Hall, are kind of looking at each other like, why didn't you catch it? The other one's like, no, why didn't you catch it? It's now 4th and 3. And I understand that you want that big gainer But there's 5 minutes and 46 seconds left in this game, and you got to get three scores. So get the first down and then move the ball after that. Last thing you want to do is give up. Oh, there's a penalty against Hurley. I have no idea what it was. I rescind everything I just said because you just got the first down. I don't know what the penalty was. Did they call pass interference? The ball's at the 50. So that would be a 15-yard penalty? Wow, I don't know if that was a roughing unsportsmanlike. I don't know what it was. Either way, 50-yard line, four receivers. Hudson keeps the ball, runs up the gut, makes the guy miss, and another one. He gets tackled after about a 6-7-yard gain. They have officially entered enemy territory. It is now, the ball will be placed at the 43-yard line of the North Stars. 5 minutes and 20 seconds remain in the game as the Eagles trail by 18. All right. Hudson. See what he's got. Give me another pass formation, most likely. Nope. Uh-oh. They have a miscommunication. All right, they're back in the line. One wide receiver left. One running back, shotgun. Here we go. Tight ends on the left side. Ball hike. To be a handoff to Dalton Schmidt, who then reverses it off his own. But it's a great play and a trip up in the backfield by number, I think that's 66. Is that it? Lawrence Anderson, senior, big-time tackle at a big time during the game. I know you're up by three scores, but football is so volatile. It's like, hey, you're a three-score lead. You stop the Eagles here, and then you can start to really put the game away. But, man, big play there. He tripped up his feet. If that didn't happen, Dalton had a first down and then some. But instead, no yards gained, third and four. Here we go. Receiver left, motion running back right. Or left as well. We have a whistle blown to stop the play dead. Play is usually stopped for false start, so we'll see a confirmation here. We're just waiting on the refs here. Offsides on the North Stars. That's going to push the ball 5 yards for a first down. Look at that. The Eagles, who were going to be in fourth and short, got bailed out of by a 15-yard penalty of some sort. I'm sorry. I had my eye on the potential pick on that play. And now what would have been third and four ends up now being first and 10 at the 39-yard line off an offside. Three wide receivers left, one right shotgun. Can the Eagles score? 4 minutes left in this game. Pocket collapse fast. Hudson's looking for his guy. Can't find it. He's dancing in the backfield. He's able to create space for him. He's got time to throw. Breaks another tackle. Whizzes it in there. Catches it. First down. But 11-yard catch. The amount of time that Hudson can buy for himself in the passing game, I swear, the Eagles might just pass every down next game just because. What a treat to watch. That was a great, about 11-yard gain on the pass, maybe 12. The ball is now placed at the 28-yard line. 3 minutes and 24 seconds remain in this game. Scores 44-26. Eagles are down 18 points trying to score. Two left, two right for wide receivers in the shotgun. Ball hike. Clean pocket. Looking for his guy. Throws it deep. He's wide open. And it's... Oh, what a great play by the defender who reached up with one hand and swatted it down. Corbin Phelps had a chance at getting a big touchdown play. Looks like Hudson released the ball a little late, and that caused the defender to catch up on the play and jump up and get a hand on it. Great effort by the safety. Or the corner, I don't remember who, for the North Stars. Second and 10, the 29-yard line. Two left, two right for wide receivers. Shotgun, ball hike. Good protection. Wins the pass over. There's it picked off number 22, Wyatt Hall, played it patient, was able to cut the route, bring it down. Wyatt Hall hurt on the play. He got the pick, finished the play, and now he's laying down. Refs are telling him to stay down, and the coaches are going to talk to him. We're hoping for his health. What a play by Wyatt. I mean, not only was he injured on the play, but he made the play. He went up. He saw, because it was another drag across the field, and Hudson didn't throw that slow. It wasn't like it was a floater, and then he had enough time. He lasered that sucker in there, and Wyatt was absolutely able to run in there and bring it down. I think he just had a hip pointer, and the ref made the smart decision to say, hey, get down. We'll make sure you're okay. And there's still 2 minutes and 55 seconds in this game, but you're trailing by 18 points as the Eagle. I know you got three timeouts as the Schwamigan, but this game is approaching unwinnable territory. The only thing that could bring this game back is some wild mistakes by the North Stars. A snap over the head, a fumble, interception return, onside recovery. All things are possible and all things have been seen. So if you're the Eagles, you lose if you give up. I know there's less than 3 minutes, but you've already lost if you've given up. The best thing about football is that you get to create the opportunities. You get to try to strip the ball away. You get to try to intercept it, try to sack it, run it back. You play to the last minute, and we love seeing that effort. All right. Eagles on defense. The North Stars take over on offense at the 29-yard line. No receivers. Shotgun, one running back. Ball hike up the gut. Stays on his feet. Pushing the pile forward. That might be a first down run right there. If it's not, it's close. 2 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock. The clock is, we have an official spotting, and the clock is running. No timeouts called. I think Schwamigan is trying to see if they can get a tackle for a loss or something to give them a reason to call a timeout. All right. Early North Stars taking their time, as they should. 2 minutes and 10 seconds remain in this game. Scores 44-26. North Stars in the lead over Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. All right. No receivers, one running back, and shotgun. Ball hike right to the running back as he carries it right up the field. And he gets tripped up for about an 8-yard gain running forward. I don't see or hear no whistle for a timeout, and so the clock will remain to run. They're calling timeout. All right, there it is.
Eagles take a timeout.
1 minute and 39 seconds remain in this game. It'll be second and short. Honestly, this is, if you were going to call timeout, this is the place to do it, because if you can get a tackle behind loss, put him in a third down, call another timeout, you can get the ball back with a chance. Score, onside kick, score, onside kick, score. So that's the path to victory. What I just described to you is in the percents of ever happening. But if it does, that would be awesome. That would just be crazy to see. All right, getting ready for a timeout. Pretty soon the game will be over. We'll be moving into our post-game show as we recap what happened in the game here in Hurley. So stick around for a little bit after the game, and I'll bring you up to speed. If you're just joining us now, the score is 44-26. North Star is leading over the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. They have the ball, and there's only a minute 39 left in this game. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles have used one timeout with two remaining. This will be the big stop of the game. If they get a first down here, it resets the downs, and you only have two timeouts left. All right. Six on the line, shotgun. Ball hiked right to the running back, carries it right on the screen, goes right forward. That's a first down on the tackle for about 3 yards. That moves the chain.
Ball carrier. Good for a first down. down inside screaming Eagle territory.
And the clock needs to be, there it is, 1 minute and 30 seconds remain. The clock is running. There's really not much reason to call timeout now because you only got two more. We're just waiting right now. The Hurley North Stars are taking all the time they can. Basically waiting for the refs to say, hey, you got to get up and play. You got to get up there and hike the ball. And the North Stars have entered into kneeling the ball formation. So with that, this game will be over here in two more hikes. Ball hiked, ball kneeled. That's at 50 seconds. So they will be right there. Ball will be placed, and then right as it goes over 40 seconds, 43, 42, 41, 40. Once this is kneeled a second time, that will be the game. If you're just joining us, the game is finishing up here. Score is 44 to 26, which will be the final score between the North Stars hosting the Screaming Eagles of Shawamigan. All right, here comes the kneel. 19 seconds, and boom, and with that, that brings this game to a close as the Hurley North Stars on their homecoming Friday game defend their field against the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, keeping their perfect season alive, moving to 6-0. And the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, who played a good game on the road against a great team, will move to 3-3. The score is 44 to 26. Great game, Hurley. Great game, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And safe travels for the Eagles as they head home. We will be taking a short commercial break, and we will head into the post-game show when you return. Don't go anywhere. This is Trail Mix 103.1. All right, welcome back here on Trail Mix 103.1. I'm Steven Jetlin bringing you the post-game show between the Hurley North Stars hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We are done. North Stars, great game. They won 44 to 26 defending their field. The first half ended, it was 28 to 20. Good game so far. The North Stars were able to get that strip fumble at the start of the second half, and they didn't even look back. They scored, and then the Eagles scored. So it's like the Eagles were ready to score and try to tie the game, and then Hurley, once they got that 2 point, it's like, man, sometimes I feel like I'm seeing the future. When I was doing the keys to success in the second half, my keys to success for the North Stars was get the ball back and immediately push it to a two-score lead. I felt like the way Hurley was playing was if they had a two-score lead, there was an overwhelming chance that they were going to win this game, right? It just felt that way, and that's exactly what we saw. That it moved the Eagles into kind of a desperation mode where they lost tempo, and that the North Stars were dictating tempo, and because of that, we had the Eagles, who played a great game, fell behind, had to play catch-up, and could not do that. So, wow, that was a good game. I think the outstanding members of the game, like, when I think back to, like, Hurley and, like, man, who, I don't know who the player of the game was. I'm just going to call it a few of these boys here. Jack Rowe, Devin Soltis, Brody Erickson made a couple plays, Ty Hall, Wyatt Hall, were making great big plays the whole game. You know, Nolan Anderson was on some plays. I mean, I'm looking over this. Lawrence Anderson had a big play. They just had a real – I think what I was most impressed – this is my first time watching Hurley, keep in mind. What I was most impressed with was just the team cohesion, and that it didn't seem like one guy was just like the guy. Like when I watched Flambeau, and keep in mind, what I'm about to say is not shade. I'm not trying to be like, this is bad. When I watched Flambeau, they had three players that just warped that game. They were just wildly amazing at their positions, right? And but for here, you could substitute some guys. When I looked at Swamik and Screaming Eagles, they honestly, they're kind of on the same page, right? Where Hudson Hillgard, I think, runs through him, but you got players like Dylan Heath, Corbin Phelps, Dalton Schmidt, and Derek Bonga that can all be powerful in their situations. Luis Martel's a good receiver, right? He's senior, number 44. You'll see things like from Seabury as well as Team Bogart make big plays and stuff like that. So, you know, Eagles, you came in here, you were the underdog, right? You're 3-2 going against 5-0. You're now 3-3 going and I mean now they're 6-0. But like you can hold your head high on this one. You played a great first half and then you just kind of had your game plan warped because of how the second half started, right? Cuz like in fantasy land, if they go down and score, even if they don't get the two-point conversion, let's just say they don't. Let's not give them everything, right? The score's 28-26, right? You can play your offense. And even if Hurley scores, maybe you stop the two-point conversion and still within 8 points, right? It's like, so you can play out your game plan. You can be patient. You can wait for opportunities. You can, you know, the whole playbook is open to you. But when that fumble, that was just the thing that blew the game open. When that fumble happened, it totally warped the second half. And good teams will take advantage of that, and we watched a good team take advantage of that. So congratulations once again to the North Stars up here in Hurley, and thank you all. The crowd was what a great home crowd here on homecoming night. They came out to support their team. Love seeing that. We love seeing our great football programs all over this state in the Northwoods. The families, the parents, the brothers, the sisters, the cousins, the nieces, everyone came out to watch the game today, and so that just brings a smile to my face. Safe travels for the Shawamigan Football Club as they head back. I know it's a little bit of a drive back down to Park Falls. Be safe on the road. And for everyone else that stayed tuned tonight to listen to the game, once again, the score is 44-26. Hurley North Stars beats the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, and I am Stephen Jetlin, on behalf of Trail Mix 103.1. I'm going to head home myself. Have a good night, and I will see you next week as Shawamigan has their homecoming, and they get to defend their field against South Shore. So I'll see you next week, and have a good night. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Option, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. Should
to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, few storms possible in the late afternoon and evening. Breezy with a high in the low 70s. Cooler, breezy, and mid-50s Sunday. Right now it's 43.
Step you take, I'll be watching you.
Don't be distracted by all the squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
It's a
Trail Mix 103.1.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Miss Independent, Miss Self-Sufficient, Miss Key.
keep your distance.